Hello, this is Benjamin Fulford speaking on February 15th, 2018. Today I have with me a special guest, Robert David Steele, who is a former CIA officer and the person who started Marine Intelligence, and he is now an activist for a better planet. Welcome to Japan, Mr. Steele.
Benford, it's an Ben Fulford. It's an honor to be with you. I came to meet you.
Okay. So, what do you think? There's a revolution happening in the United States right now. What do you think is happening? There's a serious power struggle. But give us a simple version of what you think is happening.
The simple version is Donald Trump was not supposed to win. He won by accident. He's opened the door for the rest of us. He may fail. He may have been captured by the deep state after entering office, but the cat is out. Between the internet and Donald Trump and the things that you and I and a few others are doing, I believe that we're going to see massive positive change in the next 12 years.
Yes. I think it should be happening even sooner. One of the reasons Mr. Steele is in Japan is because we have secured guarantees for large gold deposits in Indonesia, in Papua New Guinea, in Bougainville, in other parts of Asia, to back up a cryptocurrency, which is yet to be determined which one it's going to be or how it's going to work. But it'll be gold-backed with real gold, and the purpose will be to finance a major campaign by the, you know, centered on the old G7 group of countries, the West, that will be equal to or greater than the One Belt, One Road project being carried out by China. And of course, it will be in harmony with the Chinese. What do you think of such a plan?
Well, first off, I think China does own the next 100 years, maybe China and Japan. I certainly would like to see the unification of the Koreas. What I think is that we have spent too much time on the Western model of predatory capitalism, and it's time that we create a new model that focuses on the 5 billion poor. We need to lift the 5 billion poor, and we do that with open source everything engineering, which is why I was recommended. Right. That is 10% of the cost. For 10% of the cost of the Western model, I can lift everybody up with free energy, unlimited desalinated water, and all the food they can eat.
Yeah, no, I have heard things like the real cost of making a car is like $500, and you don't have to pay $20,000 for it, etc. But I guess this is and the other thing, of course, you know, they always say Africa is really poor because they're, you know, primitive, backward people, but it's just not true. They're not being paid what they're owed. I mean, Papua New Guinea, which is not Africa, but it's a similar situation. The locals are getting like 3%. Of the revenues from the minerals being mined there. If they had even 50%, you know, they'd be building highways, schools, universities, all that sort of stuff. But it's, yeah, it is a, the West has been parasitical, especially for the past 50 years. There was a time when they thought they were helping the planet develop, but for the past 50 years, they have been a destructive force, and it's time now to turn the West into a constructive, friendly thing for the planet, and to loosen the incredible potential that's been held back by these murderous, greedy criminals who took over the financial system.
Let me just say that one of the reasons I'm here is to talk with some millionaires about a post-Amazon, post-Google internet. Mm. The time has come to put down the internet that is controlled by the United States and by the Zuckermans and Eric Schmidts of the world. I call this hashtag Google Gestapo. We need an internet that is for the people, by the people, of the people, which cannot be censored, and you cannot be digitally assassinated in the internet as you can today.
Yeah, both of us have been victims of Google censorship, Wikipedia censorship, all sorts of, we know that what people are seeing is a very controlled and censored internet, except for stuff they want to distract you with, like pornography. But real truth, they try to bury it. And Yeah, I agree with you. We need to get rid of Google and Facebook.
Well, let me make a further point. 50% of the world is not on the internet. In addition to ending absentee landlords, I think absentee foreign landlords have got to go. People should own their own natural resources, and they should be the beneficiaries. This is particularly true in the Southern Hemisphere, from Asia through Africa and the Americas. But more so, we should be extending education to everybody. The one unlimited resource we have on this planet is the human brain. And we are not taking advantage of the 5 billion poor and the brains and the ethics. I've noticed your ethical positions, which I admire very much. Bottom line here is we're at the very beginning of 1,000 years of peace and prosperity.
I agree with you completely. Now, I want to change the subject a bit. Here in Japan, there's a big fight going on to end the military occupation government that's been in place since the end of World War II. And there's a similar movement in Germany to, you know, they're not independent countries. They're militarily occupied colonies, pretending to be independent countries. But what do you think? Do you think Germany and Japan will finally become independent again?
I think the center of gravity for justice around the world is the American public. Mm. We have to get the American public to demand the closure of 1,000 military bases by the U.S. overseas. Germany and Japan are, in effect, vassal states as long as there is a U.S. military presence in these countries. I am one of the people, as a former CIA officer, who has gone on record as saying that the primary purpose of our military bases around the world is to smuggle gold, guns, drugs, cash, and small children. The fastest way to clean up this planet is to close every single U.S. military base around the world.
The only thing I would say, though, about that is that these are the most dangerous people on Earth, and you need to make sure that we pay them off and give them a better alternative than fighting, and turn them into the good guys, which a lot of them want to be, doing things like protecting nature preserves, exploring the universe. In other words, they want to be the good guys. I say we finance them to stop working for the bad guys and become the good guys.
Let me respectfully correct you. They're not the most dangerous people in the world. The U.S. military today cannot win a war against China or Russia. In fact, it can't even win a war against Iraq. We actually barely got out of there. The second thing I will tell you is I'm good friends with Del Spurlock, who was the Deputy Secretary of Labor under Ronald Reagan. We are bringing forward the plan, a joint defense labor plan, so that every single person that is pulled out of the military industrial complex, the agricultural complex, the pharmaceutical complex, which murders people around the world, every single person pulled out of that complex gets 1 year's salary and 1 year's training into a new life of sustainable earth development.
Yeah.
So there's a soft landing here.
Sure. And we're proposing, you know, a multi-trillion dollar campaign to turn deserts green, explore the universe, turn the Arctic regions green, do things like build tunnels connecting Alaska to Eurasia, Japan to Russia and Korea. In other words, there will be a lot of money to be earned and a lot of fun work to do making this planet into the paradise that it's supposed to be.
I agree.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Well, thanks for coming. And we'll be having many productive talks while Mr. Steele is in Japan. And hopefully we'll have more to tell you in the future. Thank you for listening.